into, of course, the Ein Brera. You can't say we don't behold Ein Brera. You can't say you want both in your first shoes tomorrow. That you can't do. How come if you don't know which side of the city your Rebbe is coming to, whether the east or the west, you make two errors, and you also make an Etznad, of course, Tzoli and Brera. That you say, right now I don't know where I want to be, but tomorrow when I find out where my Rebbe is, I'll decide tomorrow, and we'll say, tomorrow when you decide, that's the side you always wanted. So that's Yesh Brera. So what's the difference? Two sides or one side? So the Gemara is like this, Rabbi Yechon explained over there, one case is that your Rebbe already entered to the city. Just you don't know which side of the city did he come. Did he come east or did he come west? So what you're doing now is like this. True, you're putting two Eretz Chumim. But you're saying Ben Hashmashes. Like right now, whichever side my Rebbe is, that's the side I want my Eretz to be Chal. So it's not totally in Brera tomorrow. Right now, like Hashem knows, right now the truth is, wherever your Rebbe is, that's why the Arab is found. Just you don't know about it. But really it's known where your Rebbe came already. So since right now your Rebbe is either Mizrach or Maariv, that's okay. Put your two Arabs and you're saying right now, wherever my Rebbe is, that's the side I want to go to, that's not totally in Brera. But let's say right now your Rebbe didn't reach either one of the two cities yet. So right now, Ben Hashemashu, you do not know, nobody knows which Arab you want to be found. Tomorrow your Rebbe is first to come to one part of the city. So tomorrow you want to choose which side should be, that's totally in Brera. Because Ben Hashemashas, nobody knew where the Rebbe is. So you don't know which Erev you want. You first want to be able to choose on Yom Tov itself to say, now on Yom Tov I want to go to Mizrach, as if to say, Gloy Muslim afraid that Ben Hashemashas, I also had a mind to go to Mizrach, that's totally in Brera. And Rebbe Yechon says, we don't hold from Brera in Tchumen, which is the Rabbanan. Alma, what do you see? Lest of Rebbe Yechon and Brera. Rabbi Yechon does not hold for the Svar of Brera even by Tchum, which is the Rabbanan. Do you see, Rabbi Yechon holds Zayn Brera, but the right same, but the Rabbanan. So how could you say it before Rabbi Yechon holds Yesh Brera? So the Gemara says like this, Elul Yerlam Lo Tepech, don't change around the Gersis. Rabbi Yechon was the one that says, Ein Brera. He holds when two people own the barrel of wine together. Even though they divided, jumped up in the morning, you can't take it more than both of them could go. Ein Brera! Held Rabbi Yechon. You can't, beginning of Yom Tov belongs to both of you, it has to go where both can go. Now, then Teretz is in Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Shia is the one that says Yesh Brera. Rabbi Shia holds that what? That if they divide up the barrel of wine on Yom Tov, we say Yesh Brera, and as if it was divided at the beginning of Yom Tov, and you own your half, take it what you want, you own your half, take it what you want. That was Rabbi Shia's Shita. So the theorem was Rabbi Shia says by Mace, he owes Dame Brera. So Rabbi Yeshia, I'll tell you like this. When does Rabbi Yeshia hold Ein Brera by the mace? That's Bidi Raisa. That's the Shalom. Hilchus Tuma. That's the right of the Galochom. But the Rabbanan, over here was the Shalom Tchum, to be able to walk, Islay. Here Rabbi Yeshia holds Yesh Brera. And Dorosh Mazutra, Alochok Rabbi Yeshia, we take a Paschal like that. And that's what we hold in Galochom. That was Magaya to the Raisa, we hold Ein Brera. But anything Magaya to the Rabbanan, the Galochom, we hold Yesh Brera. Therefore, even though in the beginning of Yom Tov, two people owned the barrel of wine together, but now in the middle of Yom Tov, they divided the barrel of wine in half, your half belongs to you as if it always belonged to you, even from the beginning of Yom Tov. Take it wherever you want to go, and you take your half wherever you want to go. Omar Shmuel, Shor Shel Pitim, that was the guy that used to give all the axes to fatten them and to sell to whoever wants to buy them. Harehu Karagli Kolodim, whoever comes and takes them on Yom Tov, it belongs to you. Of course, that was the, like everybody knows, at the beginning of Yom Tov, this guy doesn't plan to keep them. He plans to give them away. Whoever comes could take it. So therefore, whoever takes it, then you're assured, take as far as you can go. What about Shel Sharoyim? Let's say it's only a shepherd from this city. Harehu Karagli Oisir. Then a Roy only gives it to the people in that city. So anybody from this city can take it as far as he wants. But from another person never gets it, it can't go further than the people in this city. All right, stop here.
Yeah, we're holding the Aflamet Ches. We're holding. Okay, the last Gemara was Aflamet Ches that we passed in Aloch Rabbi Shia. Then Omar Shmuel, Shor Shopitum, is a Reyu Karagle Kolodum. Or Shor Shopitum means that somebody that fattens up the animals. Because his job is to take an animal, and he fattens it up, and then he sells it. And he sells it to anybody, not only people from the city, anybody. Therefore, even though he first gives it away on Yom Tov, it's Karagli Kolodim. Whoever gets it, whoever like receives it on Yom Tov, we consider like you had in mind to give it to him from before Yom Tov.
and therefore it's kind of shris and his rishus, that person could take the animal as far as he can go. What about shosh or roya? If you have an animal that belongs to a shepherd, so Rashi said the difference is shoroya. Rashi says the third line, the big lines, shoroya odem shemagadu beim shaloi ulparim shemoichem hem lishchenavu makirov. You raise your own animals, but sometimes you sell it to your neighbors, to your friends. So you only sell it, give it away to people from this city. From somebody, a stranger, you don't give it away to. So therefore, it says, Harehu Karagli Oisoyir. Anybody in the city, if they take it on Yom Tif, they have a right to take it and go wherever they can go. Because again, it's considered like this, a Raya. He gives away the animals. So even though we first gave it away on Yom Tif, it's considered as if he gave it away, he had das to give it away before Yom Tif, you can take it wherever you can go. However, if a new person from a different city comes here, you didn't have that to give it to such a person, the person is not kind of shvisa, so he can't take the animal where he can go, only to where people from the city can go. Then the Mishnah said, Hashoyo kli mechavero me'erav yomtif. If you borrow, let's say, a chair from your friend on Erev Yomtif, so at the beginning of Yomtif, where was it? It was in your Rishus. So he said, you could take it as far as you can go. So where it says, Pshita, like, of course, why not? Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, you already borrowed it, it's in your Rishus now, so of course you could take it wherever you can go. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush of a Mishnah is, Shaloi Mosru Loi Ela B'Yom Tov. Even though you went to your friend to borrow the chair Erev Yom Tov, you told him you need chairs tomorrow, but Lamais, you didn't receive it, you didn't get it until Yom Tov itself. So therefore, Mal Detem, I would have thought to say, La B'Rishus Tei Ukmei. It's not in your Rishus now. You did not get it at the beginning of Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, it was still by the owner's Rishus. He first gave it over to you on Yom Tov itself. So therefore, maybe it's Kone Shvisa by the first Bailim, and not by the person that borrows it that gets it first on Yom Tov. Kamash Mula, no. Kamash Mula, is not like that. That since you asked for it before Yom Tov, and the person said, yes, I'll give it to you, so that person also had in mind to give it to you, so he said, the Shvisa, where can the chair be taken to? Where you are. Wherever you can go, that's as far as the chair can go. Because we look as if the chair was given over to you already before Yom Tov. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Mar says, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yechanan. This is a Rai then to Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan said, Ha'asho yel kli mechaveiro me'er of Yom Tov. If somebody borrows a chair, you borrow a kli from your friend on Erev Yom Tov, is afal pishla nitnu loy, ela b'Yom Tov, even though he first gives it to you on Yom Tov, you asked for it every Yom Tov. He said, yes, I'll give it to you. Lamaisi didn't give it to you until Yom Tov in the morning. Still, harehu karag lehashoyel. You should know the person that's borrowing it, even though you first get it in the morning, Yom Tov in the morning, you're allowed to take it as far as you can go. Because we consider, since the person said, I'll give it to you, he made up his mind erev Yom Tov to give it to you, it's as if it's by you already at the beginning of Yom Tov, and as far as you can walk, that's as far as you can take this kelim. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yechanan says. Then the Mishnah says, what about the Yom Tov? Karagle Hamashal. Let's say you first go to your friend on Yom Tov itself to say, I want to borrow a chair. Now, how far can you take this chair? As far as the owner, the Masha, the one that's lending it to you, as far as he can go. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was by him, it was in his Rishus. He didn't have in mind then to give it to you. So therefore, the chair could only be taken as far as the owner, the Mashal, could go. So again, the Gemara said, treat, of course, like, why not? At the beginning of Yom Tov, if it was in your possession, you didn't know you can give it over to somebody. He didn't ask for it yet. He wasn't, he first came to you on Yom Tov in the morning to say, please lend me this chair. So pshita, that it's still by the owner's rishus. So Gemara says, lo tzricha derogil v'shomenei. We're talking about Ruvei now is going to his friend. That he always goes to his friend Shimon to borrow kelim from him. True, he didn't go Erev Yom Tov. He first went Yom Tov in the morning. But Reuven is always used to going and borrowing things from his friend Shimon. So now at the time I would have thought to say, Perishusei kamukim lei, like since Shimon knows that Reuven may come and borrow something, so I have in mind before Yom Tov to let it be in Reuven's Rishus, that when Reuven comes on Yom Tov, he should be allowed to take these kelim as far as he can walk. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is not like that. That may maroma, you know what Shimon may say to himself, that Dilma mishkach in the shachrina. Maybe today for Reuven, my friend Reuven today found somebody else to go to. The Yazel was showing me and he went to borrow for somebody else. Like, I know my friend Reuven doesn't have enough chairs. He always comes to me to ask for a chair. But punkt, he didn't come Erev Yom Tov. So maybe his friend Shimon would think, I don't have in mind to really give it to Reuven. The chair should be in his Rishus. because maybe my friend Reuven will find somebody else to borrow a chair from. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that since Reuven did not go when he asked for the chair Erev Yom Tov, so therefore even though his friend Shimon knows that a lot of times he comes to ask for it, but since he didn't ask before Yom Tov, Shimon doesn't have in mind to give it over to Reuven before Yom Tov. So therefore we say at the beginning of Yom Tov it was still in Shimon's Rishus. And therefore when Reuven first takes it now on Yom Tov, Reuven Taka could only take it as far as Shimon could go. Now the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah, that if one lady is baking a cake and she doesn't have enough ingredients, so she goes to a friend, her neighbor, to borrow some ingredients, so we say now the cake is from both of them, and therefore this cake can only be taken on Yom Tov as far as both of them have a right to walk. And the Mishnah even said, even salt and even water also. She borrowed some spices, some water, and some salt from a friend. So all these three things make it that now the cake belongs to both of them, and the cake could only be taken as far as both of them could go. So Gemara says, Ki solek Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba was going to go, when he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, his Omer, he said like this, he made a tefillah to say, Ye Rava di Eima Milsa Titeskabel. Like he asked HaKadosh Baruch, like, please, let me say something today, like in Eretz Yisrael, that people will accept it. In other words, he was afraid, maybe you'll say something, they'll make fun of me. So he made a tefillah first, Eber should please make it that people will accept what I'm saying. So Mora says, the Maestro was, Ki solek, when Itaka went up there, these are the people that Rababa met. The Yamrila, some say, was Rababuha, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. These are the people that he met. The Yasvi Yukamri. Now these Tamil Chum were sitting down and saying, Amai, like they were asking a question on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you're making the dough and you don't have enough salt, you don't have enough water, you go to your friend to borrow some water, to borrow some salt, so now the cake is made up from two people, it's made up from my flour and from your water, therefore this cake cannot be taken further than both of us could go. So they had a question on my, why is it look like that? Why don't we say this little bit of water that you put into the dough, or this little bit of salt that you put into the dough, should be bottled, like the main thing is the dough, the water you don't see anymore, the salt you don't see anymore. So why is Alocha now that the Isha that owns the dough can't take the dough as far as she could walk? She could only take it as far as a friend could also walk. Forget about a friend. Even though a friend gave you the water and the salt, but since that should be bottled, it's not choshev in the dough. So why isn't the bottle? It should only go after the owner of the flour. That should be where the cake could go. Should be totally in her, not in the friend. So that's where they had a question. So Rav Abba heard this question. Omulu Rav Abba wanted to answer the question. He said like this. Omulu Rav Abba, Hareshin Esari.